Hey, good morning, great morning. It's your girl Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming here back in the leaky faucet where we spill things on purpose and not by accident. This morning on your morning motivational medicine, we're talking about energy. You know, the shit you can't see, the shit you can't grab, but you can feel it. It's life-changing. It's inspirational. You know, it's a saying that attitudes are contagious. And at the age of 32, I just found that out, leaky faucet, to be so true. Because you can be in a great mood, you guys, and let someone come around you with a messed up, bitter, angry, upset, miserable attitude. Guess what it's gonna do to you, my positive people? It's gonna rub off on you, and you're not gonna see it. You can't touch it and pluck it off. It's nothing that sticks to your clothes, like lint. And sometimes it could be a stain like grass if you don't use the right product to get it off of you. I'm here to tell you that energy is something that makes us Black and brown people not only rejuvenate us, it makes us feel good physically. Because I know when I go outside and I soak up the energy from the sun, you know, my hair grows towards the sun because I'm a vivacious, beautiful Black woman. And I'm an Israelite. So I believe in energy and connection and feelings and vibrations. Here as a spiritual woman, as an Israelite woman, to here to inform you and enlighten you guys with the energy that you give and the energy that I'm now providing you here at Anchor every morning through my morning motivational medicine. I want you to grasp things. And sometimes when you hear the average motivational speaker, or you hear the average pastor or priest, they break things down to you in a narrow vision. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, is here to give you layman terms, and I'm here to give you awakening. You know, I am one of those motivational speakers that I can give you shit in layman terms. You know, everybody walk with God is different. And that's my big homie, the Most High. And I speak to him and I accept and understand his word in a different light to where you might think is blasphemy. But God understands my walk, and a part of my walk is my works, and my works is delivering my morning motivational medicine to you guys. And again, energy is something that will change you. You know, the energy that I have now of positivity is not the person that I was 10 years ago. You know, naturally angry, always got an attitude, just upset with life. And one day I had a brother come speak to me, and a Muslim brother, a brother that follows Louis Farrakhan, he enlightened me on not only the energy that I was giving out, but the energy that he knew I didn't possess, meaning this is not you. Something made you angry. And I had to accept the fact, as a Katrina evacuee, I was mad not only at God, I was mad at what I went through, and why did I have to go through that, and why did the citizens of New Orleans have to go through Katrina? But who am I to question? Who am I to ask why? Why did this happen? Why didn't this happen? You know, whether you say Buddha, whether if you say Allah, or the Most High, Yahweh, Yahshua. My thing is, it's somebody. Whoever he is, whether it's the right or wrong name, my Lord, I'm here to change my energy and what I deliver to people. And in today's segment in Leaky Faucet, where we spill things on purpose and not by accident, this segment of my morning motivational medicine that I'm supplying you guys today is that our president, Mr. Carrot Top, is giving out the wrong energy. And not only that, in this great age of information and awakening, that my people, the lost tribe of Judah, the scattered ones that you read about in the book of Deuteronomy, the energy has changed for us. Yes, it has. And you see it. It's everywhere. You know, and part of my tough-ass question today, I asked about Donald Trump, and I stated a lot of things that's fact and not fiction. And everything that I stated, it was all about the energy. You know, when the Native Americans went through the Trail of Tears, that was energy. Look at them now, they're stronger than ever. Black people going through slavery over 400 years, and we're still conquering modern day slavery. But the energy has changed. The lion is now awoken, but that motherfucker ain't growl yet. That's why when I deliver my message on my morning motivational medicine, it's not gonna be like nothing you ever heard. And I'm gonna deliver it in a content where you can understand not one way, not two ways, but three ways. Energy is something that is supposed to be positive, warm, and happy. And all I'm saying is, Leaky Faucet, I want us to pass that type of energy that's consistent with the Most High and is opening up the pineal gland, the third eye. If your spirit is hungry and is leading you to something, damn it, is bestowed in your spirit, because your energy needs to change. And I'm going to end that with the Most High said, he who controls you, he who angers you, is he who controls you. And that, my friends, is all the morning motivational medicine that you needed. Here in the Leaky Faucet. Back to you in a few. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back. Good morning. Great morning. It's your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back to you from NOLA Leaky Faucet. I don't know about you guys, but last night, and the night before, and the night before, and last week, I've been following Andrew Yang. You're probably like, who the hell is he? Sound like some Chinese food or brisket. But no, I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about the Asian man who is running for president in 2020. He's also talking about giving everybody $1,000 from the age of 18 to this day, which is the day he ass died. But anyways, Andrew Yang is my to-go-to guy for 2020. And I'm also looking at this Booker guy. He is, I think he's one of the governors or the mayor from New Jersey. I love their strategy. I love the way they're talking. They're interested in not only reforming the criminal justice system, they're also reforming the healthcare and educational system. I don't know about you guys, but that shit is important to me. I was incarcerated multiple times, and I feel to believe that weed should be legal. I feel to believe a lot of people that's sitting on death row could be released free of some type of, well, everybody don't need to be out. Let me put this shit on the table. Some people need to be caged up like dogs, okay? Not everybody. It's a good whopping, I'm going to say about 65% of mass incarceration is due to race. Because you don't like this brother driving a BMW or a 230 Benz compressor, or he got too much money in his pocket for you today, so you want to stop and frisk. You know what they was doing in New York. Things right now, I feel to believe the world tension on race is high. You know, every day, you know, this is the age of information, meaning everything is instant, like noodles, like mashed potatoes. All you need is hot ass water to cook and prepare to eat your food. That's what I feel like the internet is. You know, you're the person that wants to eat, so the information is the food. So you're digesting information that's opening up your pineal gland, your third eye. It's getting you interested in things that you thought you would never be interested in. You know, some people say politics and spirituality doesn't go together. I kind of agree, but I have like a opposite of that. I'm like in between. I feel to believe once you know who you are, once you know what you want, not only for you, but for your children, right? And then you know what type of education is best for them. You know, because in my house, this is China. You have no fucking opinion. Whatever I say, that's, God damn it, that's just it. I feel to believe that once you see that, and once you see what type of person your children are going to develop personalities, and you can see the traits and what type of woman or man they're going to be, you know what I mean? So, it's just so much I be wanting to say to you guys, and this shit just, it be all bumbled up in my head like popcorn. But today, we're going to get all of the seeds out, and we're just going to leave the kernels in, because this shit is getting deep.
That's how I talk to a little bitch, fuck that. Time out with Lee Kid.
Ba-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back to you in the leaky faucet, where we spill shit on purpose and not by accident. I'm here to get in my deep issue of today, which is Carrot Top. Too much suntan lotion. Ignorant. Not very smart. The president himself, Donald Orange Top Trump. You know, yesterday he made a very offensive remark stating that all minority women should stop politics, basically. And I'm here to say, first, let me say this. I'm not a racist. I'm a realist, and I believe in fact and not fiction, for one. For two, this one man, this one being, this one soul, this one person who's supposed to be running the country with dignity and integrity and respect for all, is fucking up. Again, I'm not a racist. Let me put that out there. For one, I can't be a racist. I'm black. No black person could be a racist because we don't run, we don't dictate, and we don't tell other races what to do. This is nothing I'm making up. This is fact. This is not fiction. For the United States to already have a group of people here before anybody else discovered it, mean is stolen land. And Orange Carrot Top Donald Trump is trying to not only invade Indian reservation land, he's telling black women, brown women, women of color, women that's minorities, to stop doing politics. Then you're locking up Hispanic people of Latin culture up in detention centers like they're monkeys or buffaloes and have them drinking out of a toilet. Now, I don't know about you, you know, as a radio co-host, I'm here for you to get to know me, and I want to get to know you because you're my audience, and I would love your feedback. Even if I'm wrong, tell me. But to have people that didn't commit a crime, and you're locking them up in detention centers, and you're separating them from their children, don't that shit sound like slavery to you? I mean, doesn't it sound like modern day slavery? As a black woman, as a beautiful, vivacious black woman, I'm here to tell you I'm sick of the bullshit. Now, I know it's some people, some white people, Europeans, French out here that they don't agree with racism. But again, I'm a realist and I stick to facts. And facts is that you have a lot of black and brown and minority people starting to despise and have hatred in them hearts for white people. For white people, like seriously, like again, I'm not racist, but if you always constantly seeing on TV of one group trying to make another group look bad, this has been going on for 400 and something fucking years. Again, fact, no fiction. And then for a group of some of the minorities within the Caucasian community, I use minorities, but some of the people in the Caucasian communities are culture vultures. They're stealing and jacking everything that the black woman and man has worked for, let alone give us a depiction and a picture of Cesar Boje, aka Jesus Christ, of a man that's not even the entity that you say he is. When in the Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth, he tells you in Revelation what he looks like. Skin of clay, hair of wool. He said he's as dark as two pieces of burnt brass. Now, I don't know, again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know your folks of Esau lineage knew that the Most High, Yahweh, Yeshua, was is not, you heard what I said, was and is not a white man. He is not Caucasian. He is not European. All this still ties into Donald Carrot Top Trump. I'm speaking like this, so I want you to hear exactly what I'm telling you and what is my views, what has me very disturbed, angry, upset, in my feelings, in my bag, however the fuck you want to put it, to see not only black on black crime is still at an all-time high, we have the world is going through a transformation because this is age of information. So I'm glad the world knows that Harvard study did a test on humans to find out that the black woman was the first person to be found on earth. We gave life to everything. No fiction, this is fact. Google, read, because reading is fundamental. Again, I'm not a racist. How can I be? I'm a black woman. But I'm here to state facts. I'm here to give insight from an Israelite. I'm an Israelite. I'm not Christian. I'm not Baptist. I'm not Pentecostal. I'm none of that. I am an Israelite. I am one of the lost tribes of the 12 lost tribes of Israel. So again, all this ties back to who? Donald Carrot Top Trump. Now, Trump has always expressed his views on not liking black people. Fact, not fiction. The guys that got locked up for the Central Park rape in New York over 20 years ago, all five of those guys was exonerated because of DNA. Come to find out that these black men didn't rape nothing. They didn't touch shit. But at the time, Donald Carrot Top Trump gave his opinion and said all of them should be executed, sentenced to death, as if they should be stoned. Like this is the fucking Renaissance Age or the Stone Age or the Ice Age. You know, again, I'm not racist. And today, part of my morning motivational medicine is tied into this tough question to my audience. To my audience, I want to know, especially my Caucasian people, with all the knowledge that you're finding out from the Christianity view to the racism to black people being ridiculed everywhere we go. You know, I remember I'm 32. Black Beauty the Uptown Cutie is 32 years of age. And I remember when I like big girls and I cannot lie, you other brothers can't deny. You know, when Big Butt came out, I remember how white women used to be disgusted at big asses and big lips and big thighs and wide hips. Now we can speed up a couple of years later. That's all y'all getting. You're trying to emulate a black queen with the big lips and big old legs and, you know, big booty. Now all of a sudden you got every fucking Kardashian going to get their ass done. You got every European going to get their ass done. I'm not saying all white people are culture vultures or they blackfishing. Just like this young lady that was on Instagram got called for blackfishing. And blackfishing is, Leaky Fawcett, is when a young white Caucasian lady is putting on dark makeup. You know, mocha, dark brown. You know, women of color, dark pigment. You know, for the slow people that want to listen today. So I don't want you to think, again, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I speak fact, not fiction. And I'm speaking this close to the microphone, and I'm speaking so clear and precise so you can hear me and how deep and involved I am on this subject. I'm all pro-black. I am in some issues I wish to keep to myself, because I know the world isn't ready for the tribe of Judah to unleash itself. So I'm also here to go back to Donald Carrot Top Trump, is because for all my Christians and Baptists that reads the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth, you know, it's 9 books missing out of the Bible. You should ask yourself why. That's a whole nother conversation on another show, on another segment, I may add. And I also tie it into Donald because I feel to believe Donald sees the change. It's visual. You can see it. And I think as a KKK member, as a person that affiliates itself with the Ku Klux Klan, I think this disturbs him. And not only that, it's in his DNA, like Kendrick say. The KKK flows through his DNA, so naturally this is who he is. But I do know this, and I think the world knows it too, that Donald Trump rather deals with black people than Mexican or any Spanish descendant. He's building up a fucking wall just to keep Mexicans and people of Spanish descent out. Why? Why? What crawled up in your ass to make you dislike Mexican people so much? And for you to not only be outspoken, you're a bigot. You contradict yourself on everything. You're the only president in niggerdom history to ever come out and curse in front of America and say bullshit and pussy and black assholes. This is your fucking president that you guys elected with his cheating ass. You know, I'm not a racist again. I can't be by definition. But it bothers me that a lot of white folks know the truth more than black people. More than black people. Y'all know the truth more about us than we know about ourselves. And that's the boggling part of it. How can one race, one group of people who's known historically for fucking shit up? Hey, I'm speaking fact, not fiction. Because here in a leaky faucet where we spill shit on purpose and not by accident, bitch, I just knocked over a whole gallon of milk. Because I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to tell my black audience and my 12 tribes of Judah that's listening, that it's Caucasians that really technically know more about us than we knew about us. You know, just like the Mary Jane experiment with the blue and brown eye experiment that she had. She proved so much. I love this lady. But also, it goes back to Donald Trump because you can see it. You can hear it in his speeches. You can hear it. And when he feels one of his political cabinet members are socializing with the minority, with the black and the brown. Hey, it's on CNN. It's in his actions. It's in his words. It's in how he carry himself. Y'all don't hear what I'm telling y'all? Like, I really want y'all feedback. I want your opinion. Because it's all on YouTube. It's all on Instagram, Facebook, where you hear Caucasian people explaining that, hey, the Bible been lying to a lot of us, and I know who the Most High is coming back for. He's coming back for his people. And I feel to believe that this disturbs Donald Carrot Top Trump. And since I said that, I'm saying that to say this. For you to tell a group of politicians that just so happen to be black and brown and they're women. We already know that Trump says he walks up to women and grab them by the pussy. So we already know he doesn't have respect for women, period. We see how he treat his wife, Ivanka, Ayanaga, whatever the hell her name is. I'm not too big of a radio host personality right now to even know this whole name. I'm going to be honest with you. Because she doesn't demand respect from Donald Carrot Top Trump. And as a woman, as women, and this has nothing to do with race, color, or creed right now. As women, we should be sending politicians petitions from state to state to get rid of his ass. He's already been trumped up on charges of collusion, messing with the presidential election, funding money towards all of his business ventures through crooked scams, politicians, or whatever. Fuck, I don't work for CNN. I'm just giving you a breakdown of how dirty this redneck is. You know, the other day I told somebody, it's the difference between rednecks and white people. You know, white people, they love every minority, race, color, or creed for who they are. Hey, you give me a fucked up taste, a bitter taste in my mouth, I have a fucked up opinion about you. You know, rednecks, they just don't like you. They're inferior. They're scared of the alpha black or brown male. This is my opinion. And this is fact also, not fiction. We can go from Nat Turner to Marcus Garvey all the way back to Gaddafi with coming up with the first bank in Africa, making our own money as of currency, because FYI, United States buy half of the resources that we use from Africa. There's no way in fucking hell Africa is supposed to be broke right now. Do your research. Reading is fundamental. So this is a very deep subject for me because I'm a black woman and I'm raising two black intelligent men with integrity and ethics to go out here and work. You know, and I used to be a real big Bill Clinton and Hillary fan until I found out what they did, or with the major crime bill that they passed. You know, I said, there's a difference between rednecks and there's a difference between Caucasians, Europeans, however you want to put it. Just like there's a difference between niggas and black folks, aka African Americans. You know, niggas, they rob, they kick over shit, they fuck over shit, they kill their own kind in their own community. That's niggas. And you know, the definition of a nigga is somebody that's ignorant to the fact. So a nigga can be anybody. Let's put that on the table. And let's also put on the table that black folks was black folks before y'all turned us into niggas. I'ma say it again, because that was a motherfucking ketchup moment, not mustard. Black folks was black folks before y'all turned us into niggas. History, this is fact, not fiction. All the way from the Oklahoma City Black Wall Street back in the 1900s. You know, I might be a little bit off with my date. Don't quote me. All the way to Georgia when they had a mass killing spree in Gwinnett County back in the early 50s. Because the black people were coming up with their own money and they were making their own money, recycling the black money, putting it back in the black man's pocket. It was our own economy. And again, this comes back to Donald Carrot Top Trump. And you're probably saying, Jazz, you going all over the place. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, you going all over the place. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because now, because of Donald Carrot Top Trump, everybody that's a black and brown person has a bad taste in their mouth, or better yet, they're starting to generate a bad taste in their mouth just because of whom the other half elected to be our motherfucking president. I don't know about you, but I want Kennedy back. I don't know about you, but I want Obama back. You know, I don't see anything getting better, good, or great with this racist bigot in fucking office. I don't see it. You don't see it. You know, immigrants and Border Patrol and State Patrol, Federal Patrol, all that shit is different. We don't have to treat our brothers and sisters like this, have them drinking out of a toilet, not feeding them. You know, I just think things need to stop. Impeachment of this motherfucker is very much is needed right now because everybody is on edge. Everybody, y'all. So my tough question of today is, should minorities, should the black and brown man and woman, should we be just kumbaya with white people, with what's going on in the world? Do you know that it's 65,000 black women missing? Hey, how many black women you see on the news being reported saying they're missing? Not many. I'm just saying, the reason that I make my podcast is not only for music, fashion, and entertainment, is because I can kick some real knowledge to y'all. I can drop some jewels on y'all. And again, hey, everybody may not agree with Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, but I'm still here. I'm willing to listen. I'm not narrow-minded. And I want your feedback on this subject. Again, my question is, should the black and brown woman and man should be so open to white folks, knowing that is Donald Carrot Top Trump still in office? He's grabbing pussies, he's calling people of color shitholes, and he doesn't want black or brown women in his cabinet, let alone on the Senate or the Congress. So why is he not impeached? Even Richard Nixon knew to get the fuck out the way when the floodgate investigation started. He got the fuck on before they could even pipe anything up. So I'm trying to see, why haven't Donald Carrot Top Trump has been impeached? I want to know why Nancy Pelosi is dragging her ass on not getting him impeached. You know, I just want a lot of feedback on these questions on how I feel. And I know it's somebody else around the globe that feels the same fucking way. And to end this tough question off today with this bitter, upset, miserable president that we have, and that's he's elected in our office. We can't do nothing about that until we impeach him and get him the fuck out. This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, wrapping up this segment of Tough Ass Questions. And I'll break the glass and be back with you in a few minutes.